everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. Now, MTN Business had a great year developing, growing, and supporting small businesses all over South Africa. Joining me now in studio to discuss these landmarks is Kholo Makgakgane, Head of Marketing at MTN Business. No stranger to our studios. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate the invite once more.
Yeah, well, we've had, you know, just looking back at this year, just thinking about how many different products MTN Business has actually got for small business, you know, and, you know, App of the Year, and we'll go into that now. But how's the actual year been? A lot of people have complained about this year. How's the year been for MTN Business?
You are right. A lot of people did have a bit of a challenging year, and it's not surprising that it was a challenging year. Whilst everybody was trying to recover from the impact of COVID in 2020, we come into 2021 when we rebuild the economy, and only to be hit by an unfortunate era of looting and disruption in the small business world around the June-July mark. And whilst they're still trying to recover from that, we go back to another wave of COVID. So it definitely has not been an easy year to the small businesses out there.
You had the Go Show campaign this year. Talk to us a bit more about that, and how did that actually support small business?
I think at the back of everything that we do, we try to make small businesses' life much easier. And even with the unrest and with the impact that we've just gone through and we're still going through, we find innovative ways of creating a platform for the small businesses to still survive, to still thrive, and to still remain innovative in the business. And that's why we introduced the Go Show. I think mainly in the Go Show, we are trying to support, encourage, and celebrate small businesses and ordinary citizens who have taken a leap of assisting those who need in the time of COVID and in other times that the business and the economy has been struggling. So in the Go Show, we're actually trying to celebrate, reward, and recognize these heroes of South Africa who have come out and assisted the elderly, assisted the vulnerable, and assisted other businesses who were needing assistance because of the COVID times that we live in.
And to highlight people who are doing good, because there's so much on social media, it's all about the negative. It's so important to balance that to showing the positive in our society as well. I want to move on to the MTN Business App Academy. I know this is something close to your heart. How many participants did you have this year?
I think we had one of our best years so far. We had in excess of 1,000 participants in the main App of the Year awards, but we also had more than 3,500 participants in the App Academy. And this, when you look at it, if those who remember the conversation we had last year, we were just under 1,000 entries into the Academy last year, and it grew to about 3,500. But I think the most encouraging part of it is that we got lots of youngsters. You got people in high school who took advantage of the lockdown period and not going to school. And they chose to say during this period, they will participate in the academy. And for me, that's very consoling, because it actually says we are now grooming a much younger generation of developers. We are not only looking at those who are doing it as a project for their tertiary education or starting out businesses post-matric. We're actually getting 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds who also see a need to participate in this academy and learn a new skill that they're probably not getting in the conventional education system.
So critical. And as somebody who is involved in businesses that are developing software, there's such a shortage, and it's phenomenal that actually private sector comes in to, you know, create more skills in the economy. The MTN App of the Year has become an icon in the business landscape right now. I remember from many years when it first started, and it's just got stronger and stronger and stronger every year. It just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. How many participants are you expecting to enter next year, or entrance for next year?
We are not looking to grow in marginal percentages. We actually want to grow exponentially. So given where we are now, make it a 10x growth. How we'll get to that? It is a journey that we need to focus on. It is a revamp of the platform that you need to look at. Mm-hmm. But mark my words, come 2025, there will be more than 10,000 apps that are coming out of this program every year.
Last question before we close. Next year, we've gone from 2020, as we spoke about, which was a really, really bad year for entrepreneurs. We spoke about, you know, what this year was also. We thought like we were going to get a second chance this year, but we didn't. But it seems like MTN Business keeps coming up with new stuff to support small business. You don't have to let the secret out the bag right now, but do you have some nice surprises for small business next year?
I think we're always balancing today and tomorrow. And whilst we're bringing out the basic services that small businesses need today, we are also thinking about what they will need tomorrow. So there are things in the lab there, and come next year, you'll start seeing more innovative products that are coming out geared for small businesses. We don't want small businesses to buy what larger corporates are looking at. We want to always create innovative solutions that are fit for purpose and fit for small businesses. Watch the space.
While we have Kolo here in studio with us, I'd like to say a heartfelt thank you to MTN Business for the program sponsorship in the past year. You know, it's programs like this that are here to inspire you as entrepreneurs. And if it wasn't for our sponsors, we couldn't be in studio every week giving you the stories, giving you insights. And it's a big thanks to people like Kolo and MTN Business who are sponsoring the education and inspiration of entrepreneurs in this economy. So to you, a big thank you, and to please share that with the rest of your team.
Thank you, Alan. We are very proud to be contributing to turning the economy around.
Well, this is the last episode for the year. We're all taking a break for a little while, but we'll be playing repeat episodes for you to bridge the gap. We'll be back on air with new content on Friday, the 21st of January, 2022. So until then, remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality. Boy, it's been a long time since I've said that.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business. It's go time everywhere you go, MTN.